B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's Friday.
Or afternoon.
Or night, whenever you're listening to this.
Who cares?
We are live in the KISS 95.1 studio, and today's a big day for Roy. It's all about you, buddy. You're doing your big move.
Yes, I feel the stress, and I'm not even a part of it. I'm not even there.
Is everything funneling through you, though?
I'm like the director of the move. People are running things through me. I got electricians calling me. There's already a down line. I have to call AT&T hazardous.
You better do shots before you go.
Ugh. What line is downed?
So evidently the AT&T line's down in the backyard.
Telephone?
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't want landline service. So when you're out there fixing it, just remove
it.
Oh, it could be internet. Do you have AT&T internet?
It could be. I know I got Spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm coordinating everything. All the, because whenever there's any big operation of anything, problems arise. Like whenever you have a wedding, guess what? There's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as it runs smoothly. And so I'm like trying to deal with all of it and manage all of it while doing the radio show today.
Well, I think you did a fantastic job.
I know. I
only twice were you out of the studio when the show was on the air. And
I think that's pretty good, all things considered.
You came back in like a champ.
Yeah. I don't think the listeners knew.
No, we're professionals.
Yeah.
We don't stop.
So, I mean, maybe I should have taken the day off with how distracted I was, but
I'd like to go back to the power line and continue that boring conversation.
Sure.
Did you know, and by the way, somebody's headphones are blasting.
I think they're mine.
Jeez, Lorraine.
Sorry.
Did you know that telephone lines, if you have any line down, telephone line is the least dangerous?
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
Why?
There's not power, because there's not like electricity running through it.
Mm.
Like it's just
just talking through the wire, right?
It's like telecommunications wires. Yeah. So it's less likely to start a fire and less likely to shock someone, which is why you look at the telephone poles, the telephone line is the lowest wire because it's the least dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I guess
have fun looking at those today, people, while you're driving around noticing that. And you're going to say to yourself, to somebody in the car, oh, hey, that's the least dangerous line.
And when you're looking at it, it'd be like, who still uses landlines?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
My mom and dad do.
Businesses.
Yeah.
My mom and dad have the thing that pops up on the TV, too. It's really obnoxious because they get nothing but scam
calls.
Caller ID on the TV.
Why? Why do they care about that?
Because somebody set it up with them and they have no idea how to shut it off.
Huh. And they're annoyed by it too, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's all like my mom would go, Fort Myers, Florida. No, we don't know anybody there.
Yeah, that's why I don't want spam. They just invited spam into their house. Although it's great for 911 though, because you dial 911, they immediately know where you are.
Yeah.
So they'll immediately send someone right to your house.
That's
true. Can they not track your cell phones?
No, not the way you think they can. Sometimes they get lucky and get it within a 2,500 feet, but outside that, I mean, you're looking at sometimes almost a mile.
So let's talk about your move. Was it kind of bittersweet to have your last night in the apartment last night?
I was sad. I drank a nice glass of Chardonnay.
Nice bottle of Chardonnay.
I guzzled a bottle of the cheapest wine I could find. I was sad, and I'll probably, before my lease is actually up, because we're moving before the lease is actually up, go there and really drink and just take in the views.
Oh, really?
Because we have our apartment has a good view of the city. Mm-hmm. And
it's got an awesome view.
And I'll never have that view ever again.
I'll miss that.
I know, our meetings.
I know.
We used to meet up at your pool. And now Nicole moved out of an apartment with a pool. Oh, God,
We don't have a pool.
Well, I have a pool.
Well, yes, we do. It's just not with a view.
I know,
and
but I'm going to miss that.
But it's got a bar.
You got to come out to the burbs.
That's fine. It's trade-offs, though. So, you know, we're giving up the view to actually own something, you know, not throw away our money. So, and plus, I guess I figured by now, if we're still here, we're not going away anytime soon. So,
did you guys have one last round of sex before you left?
No, my mom's here.
Before she came?
No. Oh, yeah, before she came, yes.
Yeah, but did you, like, say, like, oh, this is our last time?
No, we didn't know.
Yeah. I find when I move into a new spot, I like breaking in the house.
Yeah, so does Dallas.
Yeah, there's something to that. I don't know what it is.
I think it's a guy thing.
No urges to do that. What does that
mean?
You
sound as irritated as Amanda.
Why do I not have a desire to go have sex in every room of the house?
No, not every room. Just in the new house. It's like a new house, new location, new vibes.
What, do you pretend like you're different people and be like, hey, my name's Xander?
No.
Oh.
And why would you pick Xander?
I don't know. It seems like some
No. It's just kind of like, you know, it's a new vibe.
Yeah, well, my mom's going to be here through Thanksgiving, and so I don't really have sex anywhere near my mind currently.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, she won't, like, run errands or run out or anything
but
like that.
But even then, I'm so busy.
That's how I am. When I'm so busy, I don't even think about sex. Like, honestly, it doesn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, I hope Sterling's self-sufficient until further notice. Because my mind is not operating in a giving manner.
How long is your mom? So how long is your mom staying?
Probably till Black Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's coming for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay. So she's going to move you and help you unpack.
Yeah. So this weekend is the moving and unpacking. Next weekend is actually cleaning and somehow getting the curtains out of the Ashton. And then, of course, we're eating Thursday. So.
And then...
and we're closing next week, hopefully.
That's a busy week, too.
Yeah.
As sad as you are for leaving the old place, you're super excited to spend the night tonight in your new place?
Not really.
Really?
Because it's just the mattress on the floor.
Yeah, but still.
And that's going to be annoying until further notice. We don't have the bed in yet.
I had a hard time leaving the old house when we moved.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
I felt like I wasn't excited for the new house. I don't know. It was just like we had Woofer in that house. Like we had
memories.
Yeah, we had Cashton in that house. Like there were so many. That was our first house in Charlotte.
And like the apartment, I literally don't have one bad memory besides the fact that Callie peed and pooped in the lobby and I got a lease violation. Outside that, I have no issues.
It's not your original apartment when you moved here.
No,
you lived in one other spot.
335.
And then you moved to the Ashton and that was cool.
And I've been there for 4 years now. And so in 4 years, there's been no issues.
Yeah, my Ballantyne home I was not really attached to, but the South Park house, we bought that house, but
you
rented in South Park. When I first moved to Charlotte in 2012, I rented over in South Park in like the Beverly Woods area over by the Y over there.
Yeah.
And that house was like, that's where we first brought Dean home to. Mm-hmm. It was like new beginnings. The middle home is kind of like the middle child.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Although I'm going to miss my tall ceilings. My apartment had 11-foot ceilings.
And the views.
Oh, I'm going to miss it.
You know, but you get the yard now. You don't have to walk Callie anymore.
True.
Your dog, you
and
open the door and she runs out the back.
I got equity, you know.
Yeah, you own something.
You own something. That's nice.
Instead of just throwing money away at the most expensive apartment
but
ever.
With that comes water heaters, air conditioners, furnaces.
Well, that's why I'm
it's
glad
all
I bought
nonsense.
A flip where it's all new.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I got a pretty big home warranty.
Yeah, that's
but
cool.
But in like Roy's old apartment, he would just have to like call a number and they would come change his light bulbs for him. Like that's how
we had
bougie
top,
this
yeah.
place was. Now you're going to have to change all your own light bulbs.
That's crap. I need a concierge in my new home.
I mean, there are services like that. What is it? There is a service like that. It's called... The honeydew list guys.
Weren't there shirtless butlers at one point?
Yeah, I think they went away though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing.
Maybe there was extra services provided. So no, there's a lot going on. So big move today. I got to go pick up furniture from Home Store. Which, by the way, I've never talked about this. So last Friday we go to Home Store to buy some furniture, and we say, hey, when can we pick up furniture? And he goes, well, we try to get things moved out within 3 days. And so we said, well, what's the latest? He goes, well, we have to put it back on the floor by the 10th day, which tells me you have until 10 days to pick it up.
That.
So we're like, great. We bought it. We called and said, hey, we're going to pick it up Friday. And the person on the phone, once we already bought it, was like, no, you got to pick it up within 3 days. And I'm like, well, then you need to start working on a refund because I ain't going to be there in 3 days. And so they try to jip that out of me. So I got to go to the Home Store today, and then I got a U-Haul, and I'm going all the way up to High Point, North Carolina to get my...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Accent chairs.
What size U-Haul did you get?
The 10-footer, and I hope it. The last U-Haul I drove was a little tight in the cabin. I hope there's a little bit more room in this one.
The last time we rented a U-Haul was to move from Pittsburgh to Florida, and that thing broke down in every single state.
That's good.
Yeah.
My gosh. Did you pay for the $5?
I don't know. I was like 10.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, now I have a busy day. Like, I have it mapped out to the hour where I'm going to be at U-Haul by 11 a.m. I'm going to be at my new house by 11:30 a.m., pick up Sterling in South Park by 11:45, get the furniture back at Medford, unpack that by 12:50, on the road by 1, in High Point by 2:30.
You have a tight schedule.
Picking up the furniture. I'll be back at the U-Haul. I'll be back delivering the furniture by 5. I'm unloading the U-Haul at like 5:45. I'm picking up my car at 6, going to the pizza place to get the pizza and
be home
by
7.
This
isn't
going to
work out, bud.
I have a whole thing planned.
And what happens if it goes sideways?
I'm going to cry.
Oh. Well, can you take video of that?
I have my day mapped out to the minute.
So we should just plan on talking about that on Monday.
Yeah. We had a breakdown at Donato's Pizza.
Uh-huh. Basante.
Basante Pizza, sorry.
Hey, I just got some breaking news, Loren. I was reading this as Roy was talking. Apparently, this is Dirty on the 30 gossip, celebrity gossip.
According
to the New York Post, Taylor Swift, her Swifties have made a physical threat against Scooter Braun, which has led Scooter to plead to Taylor on Insta. Go check out Scooter Braun's Instagram, if you would, please.
Apparently, I can't believe it.
There's a new message up there.
The Swifties are so aggressive.
The Swifties have targeted him, he says. And
it's on Scooter Braun's Twitter.
He posted a note to Swift on Instagram after he says receiving threats at home. And it almost sounds like he's blaming Taylor for the threats.
Well,
for not speaking up to tell them to stop this. There's no details, but Braun does go on to say that he has received credible threats in his home and that police will be or have already been notified. Are Swifties driving to Scooter Braun's house?
Well,
bless you. They are passionate.
Aaron Carter posted video from his outdoor security camera of people driving up to his house.
Yeah. Oh, and you know the Swifties, because there's probably some Swifties that live close to Scooter Braun.
Probably.
Did you
I
find
guess my
anything?
Point is that Aaron Carter is such a C-list celebrity if they're doing it for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you find Scooter's Insta?
I'm looking for it right now.
I thought that's interesting. And by the way, like, I'll mention this on the Rap Party podcast because I've talked about it on the radio before, but I haven't talked about it recently. I personally know David Mueller, who was the one who got caught for squeezing Taylor Swift's butt, supposedly. And that's what launched Taylor into this whole, you know, Women of the Year and kind of started the whole Me Too and Time's Up movement. And his name, I know in radio, his name is Jackson. And he told me in April of 2013 that stuff is going to come out about me. And I want you to know that it's not true. And I told my wife, I go, oh, my God, I just got off the phone with Jackson, and he just told me that it's going to go public. He got blamed for squeezing Taylor Swift's ass and swears he didn't do it, that it's a misunderstanding. It was somebody else that might have done it. The radio station wanted him out anyway, so they're using this as the springboard to get him out.
Now, everyone in the radio industry doesn't like him and thinks that he's a sleazeball. Well, how do you feel?
Well, I mean, I said it before on the air. I have to believe what the guy told me. I believe it's hard because I know him, and I believe the call. Like, why would he choose to call me to plead with me? I wasn't that good of a friend with him.
But maybe he's just, like, no offense, maybe he's grasping at straws to have anybody believe him.
Well, that might be possible, too, but he never asked anything of me. He never said, do me a favor, go on the air. Although he did ask me to come on the air, like, right around the time he lost his lawsuit. He sued her. And it was funny. I mean, how cool is that, that this lawsuit was going on? And by the way, I'm not saying it's funny that this happened to Taylor Swift, and I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying that I believe my friend that it wasn't him.
Okay.
But when they were in court.
So you're insinuating that someone else did it.
He thinks someone else did it. He's not denying that it happened. He just thinks it wasn't him.
Okay.
But the picture, by the way, that we've all seen is very incriminating. I mean, his hand is in.
He looks like a creepy.
He's in a location. Yeah.
Like who told him to have a mustache? Like, the mustache is the most worst thing you could possibly have.
He jumped in a white van unmarked right after the picture. There's no doubt. But the point being is I'm not taking the fact that Taylor, something happened to her. I just believe my friend who said it wasn't him. I mean, he went to court to fight for his life, basically. And he was texting me during breaks.
Wow.
Because I had gone through some sort of a lawsuit in my past, too. So he's like, Maney, you know, this is so crazy. You know, the lawyers, left, right. And he's like, I got to fire my lawyer. He's totally incompetent. And then I would tell you guys, I go, hey, tomorrow, this news is going to break. But, you know, the Swifties were all over him, too, man. And and he's like.
Did he receive death threats?
Oh, yeah. And he was kind of like, she doesn't do anything to stop it. That was her thing. And well, I guess that's my point with Scooter.
I just read this. And
so, what's it say, Scooter Braun?
Scooter's basically saying the same thing. He said, since your public statement last week, there has been nothing but numerous death threats directed at my family. This morning, I spoke up publicly for the first time. And he goes on to say, it's really long.
Okay.
He goes on to say, I assume this was not your intention, but it's important that you understand that your words carry tremendous amounts of weight and that your messages can be interpreted by some in different ways. While disappointed that you have remained silent after being notified by your attorneys 4 days ago of these ongoing threats, I'm still hopeful we can fix this.
Wow.
And he, so that was like in a, not a Word document, but like, you know how you can type in notes, to your phone?
Yeah.
And then he put that picture up and just like the caption of the photo is just at Taylor Swift. Like nothing else.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Should she be responsible for what her fans do?
I don't like the term responsible, but I think that she should have a personal
awareness
of responsibility.
No, I'm sure that Taylor Swift is aware that her words and her fans are so passionate.
You're right. Let me rephrase that. I don't think she is liable, but I do think she should be responsible in talking to her audience. Be responsible enough to say, hey, guys, stop.
Right.
But she's not liable. She's not on the hook for anything.
Right. It's not like MRL show fans are driving around and slashing other morning DJs' tires and stuff. And if we caught word that they were, we'd be like, that's not good.
That's not
you
cool.
got to pull back.
Yeah. You know, and then on the flip side of that, too, like maybe she just thinks it's like these people giving him hell. Like he made her life a living hell, but she doesn't really think anyone will do anything. Or maybe she just feels like I shouldn't say any. I don't know. I'm not defending
Taylor.
Is she
Kermit the Frog with the tea right now?
Sipping her tea, maybe.
Sipping her tea like, you know, not my issue, not my problem. Sorry.
I mean, she could. This is just coming from a petty person. I'm not saying I would typically do this or that I would do this. But if she's feeling that petty at this point, she's probably sitting there going, how does it feel to be uncomfortable in your life? Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think that it would probably be best for both sides to sit down, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm sitting here as we're talking about this thinking when the whole thing with Jackson, David Mueller, and Taylor Swift came out, the podcast wasn't that big of a deal. Maybe I'll have him on the podcast one day. He would definitely come on and just tell his side, which never really was a thing.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, no joke, like, I don't want the Swifties coming after us.
Yeah, true life.
They for sure will.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that's not cool. Everybody has the right to say what they want to say, whether or not you get the backlash as severe as threatening somebody like the Swifties are doing.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, that's
cool.
aggressive. It is aggressive.
Yeah. So no wonder why Katy Perry made nights with her.
Right.
The Katy Cats were no match against the Swifties. all right. That's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. Be thinking about Roy this weekend with his big move. We have some big, funny news to share with you guys Monday morning about something really cool happening this weekend. And that's all. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.